I figured a guy like you'd be married by now.
Oh, yeah, sure. Many women have tried to lasso this stallion. But for now, this wild buck has to roam free, or he will die.
So you're going to help me show people how to find a mate.
Bingo. Let's go bird dogs and chicks.
All right. Hey, thank you very much for that, Chris. Welcome back to Titillating Sports with me, your host, Rick Tittle, downtown San Francisco, California, on Sports Byline USA. Last March, two Raiderettes came in here, and as a lifelong Raider fan, I thought it wouldn't get any better than that. I thought it was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity when Catherine Hagedis and Anna Buxton visited the studios here to promote Raiderette tryouts. Well, this Thursday, the Raiderettes will be having a big grand unveiling party of their new swimsuit calendar for the upcoming year, and that will be at the Fox Theater in downtown Oakland. It's going to be $25 to get in. You can get tickets at Raiders.com, or you can win a couple of these and a VIP wristband. Now, it doesn't mean you get to go on a date with a Raiderette, but you can get a VIP wristband. We'll do some questions. So joining us in the studio today, very happy to have Kelly Grieshaber and Diana Cortez. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. Good. Thanks, Rick.
All right. Now, first, Kelly, I know this is your second year with the team. A little bio on yourself, please.
I'm originally from Newark, California, so I'm a Bay Area girl, born and raised. I always loved the Raiders. I danced and cheered in high school and went to Sacramento State, was a dancer there, then came back to the Bay. My heart was just here. So I danced for my college out in San Jose State, got my teaching credential, and decided to try out for football's fabulous females, and I was very fortunate to make it last year. It was an amazing year, and this year is just going to be so much better because we have such a great team.
Yeah, I think so, too, on the field. And Diana, you are a rookie, so you've only been a Raiderette for a couple months. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
My name is Diana. I'm from Antioch, California. Been cheering and dancing for around 13 years. I cheered at San Francisco State, and then I tried out for the Oakland Raiderettes and made the team.
Now, I should really stress that, and you know this very well yourself, Kelly, that just because you make it the first year doesn't mean that you're, you know, like a Supreme Court justice, a Raiderette for life. You have to keep trying out year in and year out, and you guys know better than anyone that the competition is so fierce. So when you went back, were you nervous or were you confident thinking, I got this down?
I was completely a wreck, to be honest. Going back your second year is probably the most nerve-wracking experience that you can go through for tryouts. Just knowing what you had your rookie season and how great it was, it's just, it feels like you can lose so much more if you don't make the team your second year. So you definitely have to go in with your A game. No one is guaranteed a spot. But the saying is true, once a Raiderette, always a Raiderette. We have a really tight sisterhood, and even girls from the past, they're still considered to be a part of the family.
Well, you know what you said is absolutely true because, and I hope it's at a ripe old age in your 90s, but when you guys do pass on, the first thing they're going to say is a former Raiderette. I mean, it's like being a Miss America. It is a very cool thing that you're going to have the rest of your life. And so you knew what you would be missing, Kelly, if you did not make the team. Now, Diana, I'm sure all the trepidation in your mind, obviously you had the confidence to try out, but you didn't know what you were getting yourself into, and you still really don't because the season hasn't begun yet. But when you looked at that line, and I know how a lot of women can be very hard on themselves thinking that they're not pretty, but everyone else is prettier or a better dancer or a better speaker. When you went in and you saw hundreds and hundreds of pretty, talented, young, smart ladies lined up, did you think, oh my gosh, I'm not going to get it? Or did you think, I got this?
Well, actually, it's really funny. I actually tried it in the past, so I came back because I wanted it so bad, but it's really nerve-wracking just seeing all the beautiful women, and everyone has just as many great abilities as everyone else in your line, so it was really nerve-wracking the whole time, but I don't know. I just had a lot of confidence and just gave it another shot.
Well, I admire that about you because after one time you could have said, hey, I gave it a go, and it didn't work, and I bet you the Raiders recognized that in you, that you wanted to stick with it.
Uh-huh.
That's very cool. Now, let's talk about some of the other perks that come along with it, because when we were speaking with Anna and Catherine, they had just got back from a trip to China representing the Raiderettes, and I know was it Japan?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was China. Was it Japan? Well, whatever. They went to Asia.
Yeah.
They got to go to Asia. I think you're right. They weren't visiting our troops in China. That might have been an international incident. They were visiting our troops in Japan. Very good. But just the other ancillary things you get to do, and I know people can hire you out for some events. What are the things that you guys have found that are like really great perks and maybe something that, you know, like, oh, I have to go do that?
Well, something that I love the most, it's really cheesy, but just being a part of the community as a whole, and Raiderettes gives you the chance to give back. We do a lot of charities throughout the year. We do over 300. So it's just something that really ties you together with your community. It makes you connected. We have had girls in the past that travel to Iraq to entertain the troops and Afghanistan and places like that. So there's so many travel opportunities as well as dancing for the best team, you know?
Now, when you think about it, now that you're a Raiderette, which makes you a celebrity in the minds of all Raider fans, all football fans, and I think most people in America know who the Raiderettes are. In a way, Diana, as you begin this and you start to see that this, you're becoming a mini celebrity now at this point, do you almost think, like, be careful what you wish for? Because maybe the attention might get a little out of hand at points?
So far, it hasn't been that out of hand. I think just seeing the joy I bring to people has, like, been truly, like, the one of the best experiences so far on the team. Just people so excited to see us and take pictures with us. It's a really good feeling.
And there's no possible way you guys can take a picture frowning. So is that a lot of pressure to always be in a good mood? And I guess it helps if you're happy people naturally.
To be honest, we have the strongest facial muscles ever because we just hold smiles a lot of the time for pictures that take 5 minutes and things like that. But it's a lot of fun being able to do what we do.
Now, both of you were talking about your dancing background, and that's something that if you watch the Raiderettes through the binoculars like I do, nothing creepy. Only during the, believe me, an NFL game is 2 hours of commercials, and so that's why I'm thankful that the Raiderettes are there. But you talk about the dancing that goes into it and the hard work that goes into it, because it's not just waving pom-poms around saying, go team. You have to be extremely talented dancers and work very hard at it. And just talk about, Diana, the dancing that comes along with it.
It's just a lot of different technique styles. I mean, hip-hop, ballet, everything mixed together. So we're really kept on our toes and learning new techniques all the time.
We also practice 3 days a week and about 3.5 hours at a time. So not only do you have to keep up your physical shape and your appearance and everything, you just have to be on your A game at practices. Even if you're super tired, you just have to leave it all at the door and really work. We come out of that room just sweating up a storm.
And not only that, but you guys also have a pregame and a halftime routine. Normally a halftime routine you have to do as well. So it's not just the cheers you have to do. The leader holds up a finger and say, now we're going to do this routine. You guys have this other big deal going on in the middle of the field, so that's something else to think about.
Right, and it takes a long time. For those big routines where we have the whole team dancing together, those take a long time to set on the field and to really just nail down as a whole, because we have 34 girls doing the same thing at the same time. So we want to look perfect.
By the way, we're speaking with two Raiderettes. It's Kelly and Diana. And one more question before we go to the break. I go down to the Tom Cable press conference after the games, and I have to sort of stand with the other reporters at the tunnel as the team walks into the locker room. And there's also a period where the Raiderettes walk by. And when they go by, they're sweaty, they're covered in mud, their hair's all messed up, but they all see us and their smiles come back on again. And you can see that you not only have to be good dancers, you have to be good athletes, and you have to be tough as well, because not easy to be out there in the elements of the fall and winter for 3 hours, and maybe at halftime you put on a little windbreaker when everybody else is freezing, but you guys come out of there spent.
Completely. It feels, to be honest, the day after games, you feel like you've been hit by a train because you are just working so hard for, and we get to games at probably 8 a.m. So we'll be there for a good almost 12 hours.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with Diana and Kelly, and we will give away some Raider passes and VIP wristlets to the Raider calendar release party. That'll be Thursday at the Fox Theater in Oakland. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on Sports Byline.
I'm Dr. Kyle Smith with an energy quiz. Ask yourself, do you have so much going on in life that you wake up more tired and exhausted than before you went to sleep? Do you rely on artificial energy drinks, coffee, or sugar to give you a temporary boost of energy? Do you have trouble focusing on the task at hand or just plain remembering things? If this sounds like you, then what you need is an energy makeover with Focus Up, the delicious pure energy think drink formulated with energy-rich nutrients and natural botanicals. The natural ingredients in Focus Up help you feel energized for hours while improving focus, alertness, memory, and mood. And because Focus Up is a powder that you add to your favorite cold drink, it speeds absorption faster than a pill or capsule, so you feel the difference quickly. Focus Up helps turn your energy up whenever you need it. Here's how to order.
Try Focus Up now by calling 1-800-608-2856. Find out how you can get a box of Focus Up for free, but you must act now. That number is 1-800-608-2856. That's 1-800-608-2856 for Focus Up.
Smart Money is searching for true investment value today, whether in stocks, commodities, bonds, or real estate. But only one asset class is up fourfold over the last decade, precious metals. Best of all, today gold and silver are still undervalued from a long-term inflation and historical basis. But before you jump into the best assets of the 21st century, get educated by the gold experts at Swiss America. For three decades, their motto has simply been, "In serving, we lead." Their prices are fair, resources are great, and service impeccable. Yes, Smart Money is going for gold and going with Swiss America. Lift your gold IQ right now. Call toll-free 800-932-5197. That's 800-932-5197 for their 2010 DVD, CD, and Economic Realities Report. Call 800-932-5197 today.
This is a special alert for car owners. If your car has less than 120,000 miles, or if your current warranty is about to expire, you now have the ability to get a premium 5-year, 100,000-mile extended service plan at deeply discounted rates. Consumers Choice Auto Care has set up a toll-free number so you can cut out the middleman and get a free, no-obligation quote direct. Expensive repairs will cost you nothing. In fact, you pick your own repair shop and we'll pick up the bill. You can relax knowing your coverage includes free 24-hour roadside assistance, free flat tire service, free jump start service, and free towing. Plus, it's backed by a solid A-rated insurance company. Be one of the first 15 callers with your insurance card and mileage and get a 25% discount by mentioning this ad. Call now for your free quote. 800-249-5084. That's 800-249-5084. Don't wait for a breakdown to break your savings account. Call 800-249-5084. That's 800-249-5084.
I bet you slice into the woods $100.
Gambling is illegal at Bushwood, sir, and I never slice.
Dead! Okay, you can owe me.
I owe you nothing!
Here we go.
Must be crazy. Use a DOG. And if you was my man, I would have been kicked you out of my house by now. This is what had happened.
I don't know what that is. Thank you very much. Welcome back to Sports Byline. I'm Rick Tittle in studio with Diana Cortez and Kelly Grieshaber. They are both Raiderettes. And do you guys do any routines to the hamster dance?
No, but we can make one up on the spot. And you're going to help us choreograph.
I'm sometimes surprised at the songs you're forced to dance to. Like, I didn't think it was possible to be able to dance to Crazy Train, but you guys pull that off. And I know you have a new teacher this year, maybe a little more hip-hop, you said?
Yeah, she's our new coach, Vandana Patel, and she's an amazing coach. Thus far, she's taught us a lot of routines, and it's going to be a lot more hip-hop this year mixed with our jazz routines, as usual, a lot more technique. So it's going to be a different look this year, but something that I think the Raider fans will enjoy.
All right. We will now give away one of the free tickets and VIP wristband.
Woohoo!
Yes. Yeah. I'll be out there myself. That will be Thursday, August 19th at the Fox Theater. By the way, the Fox Theater in downtown Oakland is beautiful now. It's completely redone. That is sort of the area where I'd love to see the A's build a new stadium. But anyway, that'll be Thursday from 7 to 9 p.m. And I'm going to ask a Raider trivia question now, and these aren't going to be completely hard. Just tell me what Freddie Biletnikoff's number was. Tell me Freddie Biletnikoff's jersey number at 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529, and we will get you one of these deals. Now, when you talk about the swimsuit calendar, it's a lot like the SI swimsuit calendar because you guys don't know who's going to be on the cover. In fact, you don't even know what your pictures are going to be. We'll all find out together, right, Diana?
Right. It's going to be really interesting to find out what our picture is going to look like in front of everyone. So good or bad.
Now, I remember the Raiderettes in the spring were telling me that you actually had to bring your own suits and they just bought theirs at Target. Is that right?
Yeah. So this year was actually very different from the past. In the past, we always went to Hawaii on the Big Island and shot there. We'd bring our swimsuits and our coach would choose which suit she preferred. But this year we were actually sponsored by a swimsuit company, shot in Dublin in a very nice studio. And the calendar is going to be a lot more edgy this year and rock.
So you think, when you think about it, Diana, that you think, I'm finally a Raiderette. I can't wait to go to Hawaii. And they're like, no, just drive down the freeway to Dublin.
Oh.
Oh, well. All right. The phone lines have never lit up so fast in the history of this show. And listening on Extra Sports 860 in Oakland, we have Mike. Mike, what number was Freddie?
25.
25. Mike, congratulations.
Woo!
You have won
a
ticket to the calendar release party for Football's Fabulous Females. That'd be the Raiderettes at the Fox Theater Thursday night. Also a VIP wristband as well. So stay on the line and we'll tell you how to pick those up.
Sure.
All right. Thank you very much. Don't get too excited. Yeah. All right. All right. We will give away another one in the show. So stay with us. Don't worry about it. We'll give away a couple more, by the way. One of the things that's about the Raiderettes, and to me, it's not like being a cheerleader with the Seahawks or the Falcons. I mean, you are a star. The only other team, and I'll have to give credit to the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders, they're super famous as well. But I remember a couple of years ago, the HBO show Hard Knocks about training camp, they did about a half hour on what the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders were going through. And, oh, my gosh, you could hear a pin drop. Those were some martinet drill sergeants they had there. And there was one scene where the girl came over and was chastised because she said, it is not a tilt, it's a look. It's not a tilt, it's a look. Do you guys ever get stuff like that?
Yes, we do. All the time. So there's a move called passe where you have to bring your foot up to your leg and a kick line. We're famous for our kick lines. Mm-hmm. And if your foot is not connected to your knee, you coaches are on it. They see it, bring up pictures to you, show you the evidence and everything.
Has there ever been a case where a Raiderette has been picked and then while you're training, they thought, you know what, we made a mistake, you're cut, and they'll pick up someone they didn't pick?
I really haven't heard of that kind of case where they actually pick up someone. There's been girls that haven't continued with the team, but it's for different personal reasons or, you know, job conflicts, things like that. But they usually really work hard with the girls to make sure everyone is up to par.
All right, now, as someone who's been staring at the Raiderettes since I was a little kid, I had the posters on my wall. Don't get creeped out. But I know that you guys go on four lines. You have the Pixies, like 5-5-2. Then you have the little taller ones, taller. And then the tallest group. And I was surprised to hear that you guys are both in the tall group because, in comparison, I look down on the field and I think you guys are like 6 feet tall, but you're around what, 5'6", 5'7"?
5'7".
Yeah, 5'6".
But I guess it's to make everybody match up and not look like completely screwed up.
Right. And we're in line four, the tall girl lines, as you said. And in kick lines, when you're connected by the arm, you want to make sure you're standing by someone who's around your height. Otherwise, it's just going to be atrocious. So it just really works with girls being around the same height for the lines, visually and for the choreography.
All right, we're going to give out another pass here. This is a ticket to, once again, if you want to get one of these and you did not win, you can go to Raiders.com. Now, space is very limited. This theater is not like the Coliseum. It does have a limited amount of space, so you want to make sure you go to Raiders.com right now. It's $25 to get into the calendar release party this Thursday night at 7 p.m. at the Fox Theater in Oakland. But like I said, I have another pass here, another VIP wristband. And I'll give it away to the lucky winner who can tell me. I'll make it a little bit harder now. You got to be more around my age or older to know this. But Frank Yule Field, the first place where the Raiders played their games before they moved to Candlestick and then the Coliseum. What college is where Frank Yule Field is now? Frank Yule Field is located at what college? Tell me that at 1-800-878-PLAY. And when you think of downtown Oakland colleges, there's not a lot to choose from, so this should be pretty easy. What college is where Frank Yule Field is located? At 1-800-878-PLAY. We are here with Diana Cortez and Kelly Grease Hauber of the Raiderettes. And I noticed that you guys during games can be very regimented as well, because whenever you want to get a water break during a timeout, you stand with your hands behind your back, you put down the pom-poms, you walk over, you unscrew it, you go back. Everything has to be very precise like that, doesn't it?
Do you know what? I think you made the team, Rick.
I was going to say, you're a true Raider fan.
You pretty much know exactly what we do every minute of the game. I love it.
Well, you know what? Every year, what I'll do with my brothers is we pick out our favorite Raiderette. And it's just like, that's just the one that year. And it's like, oh, she's freaking adorable. That's my girl. That's my Raiderette. I love her. And, of course, love tongue in cheek. But, you know, you just pick out your favorite Raiderette as the seasons go down. And so then as you come around the four groups, I just want to know, being in the north end zone, do you guys know what quarters, because you switch it every quarter, do you know where you're going to be stationed, like first, second, third, fourth?
Oh, yes. We practiced this long ago. Yes. And, you know, Diana hasn't even been on the field yet, but she knows exactly.
I know exactly.
You know where you're going to be?
Yes.
And, of course, between each quarters, you have to do a little routine in the end zones as well.
Right.
Not that I'm watching or anything. All right, let's go out to Isaac listening on Extra Sports 860 in Oakland. Isaac, Frank Yule Field, what college is that now?
UC Berkeley.
No, Isaac, you're incorrect, but thank you very much for the call. It's still available. Frank Yule Field, what college? I'll give you a hint. The college is in downtown Oakland, right next to Lake Merritt. 1-800-878-PLAY. If it helps, I took an English class there during summer school. Does that help? Probably not. All right. And also, when you think about it, people always assume, as in high school, that the players, you know, go out with the cheerleaders. But these guys are millionaires, and I bet you maybe you're not in love with any of the players. But I asked this to the Raiderettes last time, and they said, no, there were a couple girls that went out with players. I think my favorite story was there was a tight end with the Dolphins in the 80s. As he ran onto the field in pregame introductions, you know, through the cheerleaders, he gave the engagement ring to the cheerleader and proposed he ran by.
That's so cute.
Yeah. Do you guys think of stuff like that, or do you think, I don't want to date a professional athlete?
That would be awesome, but my boyfriend is definitely not a professional athlete.
All right. Let's try the question again. Let's go out to Greg in Hayward. Greg, where's Frank Yule Field?
Laney College.
Laney College. Congratulations, Woo, Greg. You have just won a free VIP wristband and a ticket to the calendar release party for the Raiderettes at the Fox Theater Thursday in downtown Oakland. And if you want to buy one, you can get that at Raiders.com. So hold the line and we'll tell you how to pick it up, all right?
All right, thanks.
Thank you very much. That's Greg out there in Hayward. And I will be giving away one more. Do not fret. Stick with us here. I want to know, especially, Kelly, since you're a veteran, about any terrible gaffes that you've had during a game. When I was in junior high, I was at a Raider game with my parents. And my mom said, oh, no. And I turned around and I said, what? She said, oh, good. I'm happy for her. And I said, what happened? And my mom told me that one of the girls' breasts came out of the top. And when you're 13, I thought, it's like missing a triple play. And I thought, oh, no, I can't believe that happened. Now,
that's why you've been to every single game since then.
Binoculars.
No, I know that sounds kind of creepy, but that's a true story. Now, obviously, something, a wardrobe malfunction like that probably never happened. But have you ever had anything where you fell on your butt or anything where you thought, oh, my gosh, the game's over. I can't believe that happened.
I'm just pretty much a big dork. So, I mean, things happen to me all the time. It's pretty normal for me to trip over things. No wardrobe malfunctions last year. We make sure we're in nice and tight and everything's where it needs to be. But I did, while we're running to one of our corners, I did trip over a cone, like, terribly. So that was probably my one mishap last year.
And no one remembers it.
No one. I'm
All
sure.
All right. We'll take another break. When we come back, we'll give away another VIP pass. I'm Rick Tittle with Diana and Kelly, Raiderettes. Come on back on Sports Byline.
These days, you hear them everywhere. Get out of debt quick promise is asking you to call right now to solve all your credit problems. But please, listen carefully. Don't make a huge mistake. There is a better way. Trinity Debt Management. Many debt settlement companies have created a dangerous misunderstanding. Simply put, debt settlement often ends up destroying your credit and ultimately may lead to asset seizure and bankruptcy. There is a better way out. Trinity Debt Management can show you how to pay off your debt, preserve your good name, save thousands in interest, and in the end, actually improve your credit rating, not destroy it. Say no to debt settlement. Say yes to debt management. Trinity Debt Management. Make the right choice and become debt-free for keeps. Call 1-800-899-0615. That's 1-800-899-0615.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 877-499-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HDTV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. 1-877-499-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. 1-877-499-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. That's 1-877-499-MYTV.
Do you have dry skin, cracked heels, hard calluses, or corns? Then use Cracked Heel Skin Softener from Blue Goo. Cracked Heel has lecithin, lanolin, and beeswax, plus emu oil to penetrate and soften the skin. Just massage Cracked Heel into your feet twice a day and feel the difference. Your feet will thank you. No more pain from cracked heels, hard calluses, or corns. Make your next step a comfortable one with Cracked Heel Skin Softener. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Duane Reade.
Do you have a debt problem? Well, now you can finally do something about those collection calls. You can only avoid your mail and the phone for so long. That's why you need to call the Debt Solutions Network. We have agents standing by right now to assist you with your debt problems. Credit card debt, collection accounts, medical bills, and repossessions. Call now for relief.
800-814-5031. That's 800-814-5031. Not available in all states.
I would like to extend to you an invitation to the pants party.
Excuse me?
The party, the pants, with the pants. Party with pants.
Brick, are you saying that there's a party in your pants and that I'm invited?
That's it.
Tittle beats his servants.
I don't have servants. If I did, I would be nice to them. Welcome back to the show, though. Rick Tittle on Sports Byline, Titillating Sports, in studio with Diana Cortez and Kelly Grieshaber, two Raiderettes, and I have two more passes to give away to the calendar release party. Once again, it'll be Thursday night at the Fox Theater in downtown Oakland. If you're not from the area and you think, oh no, downtown Oakland, I'm scared, I can assure you that that area of downtown Oakland is very, very nice. There's a lot of new restaurants down there. And, so you can leave your bomb shelter and come out. The Fox Theater is redone. It is a gorgeous new place.
It's very posh.
Yes, it's very posh. And anyway, we'll give away a couple more of those as we go through the show. But just want to ask a couple questions of Diana and Kelly once again. You're both local kids, as you said, from Newark and Antioch. And I would imagine the requests for tickets and other such things and perks, like I'll start with you, Diana. Now that you're a Raiderette, have you already had someone say, oh, I need Jason Campbell's autograph and get a jersey? I mean, do people just assume you have access to everything?
Every day I get asked, so what ticket are you going to give me? We're friends, right? I'm like, I don't get all these tickets to the whole Coliseum.
Do you ever feel like, you know, you like befriended someone on Facebook? If you don't give them tickets, like, oh, Kelly thinks she's so big now and now I can't get tickets. Do you ever get people like that?
No, not really. But I've had, you know, people just like Diana said, like pretend that they're your friends now and really you didn't really know them.
All right. I will now give away another pass. And the trivia question is, I know I went to this Super Bowl, so I know the answer to this. Super Bowl 15, the Raiders defeated the Philadelphia Eagles. What city was that in? They can't get any more simple if you're a Raider fan. Super Bowl 15, victory, Rod Martin, 3 interceptions, was not the MVP. Jim Plunkett was, but a victory over Jaworski and Vermeil and the Eagles in Super Bowl 15. I'll give you a hint. It was at the Superdome. If you can tell me what city that is in. I'm not trying to be cute and trick you with questions. Believe me, I want everyone to get these questions right. So just let me know at 1-800-878-PLAY. Listening on Extra Sports 860, it's Poe in the O. Poe, what city am I talking about?
Poe in the city that don't sleep, baby. Come on, New Orleans.
That is right. New Orleans, the Big Easy. And you have just won a pass and a VIP wristlet to the calendar release party, Poe, Thursday night at the Fox Theater in Oakland. So stay on the line, my friend. I'll see you out there.
I will be there, man. Hey, do I get to flirt with the cheerleaders or not?
I don't know if it'll be mutual flirting, but you can do it to a certain extent.
I'm going to flirt. They know when they see me, they're going to want to flirt.
All right, well, bring like, wear a yellow bowler and bring like a see-through cane.
All right, they'll know me. All right, Rick.
All right, I'm going to dress pimpy too. All right, 1-800-878-PLAY, and I have one more to give away. So stick with us. That's Poe, my buddy in Oakland. Good to hear from you, Poe. 1-800-878-PLAY to call up. Now, this question might be a little bit boneheaded, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Obviously, there are very few living legends in America and American sport, and one of those is Al Davis, a Hall of Famer, a guy who was a commissioner of the American Football Conference before we were ever even born, a football league, I should say, a guy who was a fantastic coach, a guy who's won 3 Super Bowls. Obviously, the last 7 years haven't been that great, but do you ever have any sort of dealings or meetings, or do you ever talk to him? What is your connection, or do you just never see Al Davis?
In my 2 years of being a Raiderette, I haven't met him yet, but I do hear good things about him, and he's just such a legend, and like you said, someone that changed the game forever, and it's really cool to have him a part of our organization.
And in his defense, it's hard for him to get around. Like, I went to camp. He's not up at camp. He's getting very on in his years right now. But let me ask you this as well, Diana, because as we mentioned, you're an East Bay person like all of us in here. And I'm sure you get a lot of people who hate the Raiders or are Niner fans or just want to laugh and say, ha ha, Raiders suck, Raiders suck. Do you sort of feel like I need to stand up for them, or do you just have a smile on your face and say you're just jealous because you root for a different team?
I just always keep a smile on my face because I think what they try to get out of you is, you know, a reaction. And when you don't give them a reaction, they don't really say anything anymore. And they just laugh it off and walk away.
I completely stand up for them. Like, I with a smile on my face, too. I do the Diana. But they're going to be really good this year. I really think that they're a promising team. It's just everything, all the pieces are coming together in the puzzle.
Do you ever get Raiderettes that you've met and that maybe don't get football? Like they say, oh, you know, what happened? Was that a touchback? Was that a safety? Or does everybody know football?
You got to know football to cheer for the Raiderettes. It's required. And in our interview process, there's actually a lot of football questions that are thrown at you. So we're all like studying and Wikipedia-ing everything about football. So
you're not worried about maybe a new dance move. You want to know what encroachment means.
That's right. We have vocabulary practice at the end of.
All right. We're with Diana and Kelly of the Raiderettes. And I was typing something to my friend the other day saying, hey, the Raiderettes are going to be in studio. Make sure you listen to the show. And Spellcheck wanted Raiderettes to be reiterate. I can't believe Raiderettes is not an American lexicon just yet. And that, you know, one thing I was saying, like, it's not like being a cheerleader for some schmuck, lousy team that's never had any success. You guys are Raiderettes now. And the one thing that I've always noticed about the Raiderettes from when I was a little kid till now, when I was a little kid, they used to wear white Keds, and now you guys got the knee-high boots, which started in the 70s. Right. I mean, but you always have that Raider pendant, that little necklace.
Medallion.
Yeah, medallion. As far as I know, that has never changed. And that's kind of cool because, and is that something that you get to keep?
It is. So once you earn, you have to earn it on the team. Diana earned hers after, what, like 3 months of being on the team. And we have a medallion ceremony, and it's it's something that's just original and something that a Raiderette, if you've been a Raiderette, you have it and you keep it and you cherish it. And our uniform is actually really cool. Like you said, we had it since the 70s, and it's really only changed just minor things, but our uniform is very legendary as well.
And it's really a brand when you think about it, because I went to Raiderette Calendar Day when I was a little kid. I had that calendar on my wall, and you think about how a lot of other cheerleaders, their outfits can change quarter by quarter. And like I said, outside of maybe you guys putting on a Santa hat during the holidays, silver and black Santa hat, or a little windbreaker when it gets extra freezing, maybe some sweats that I've seen you guys wear in a pouring rainstorm as well. You guys are a famous brand in and of itself, and that's pretty prestigious, Diana.
Yeah, I'm really excited. Just putting the uniform on the first time, it just feels legendary when you put it on.
All right, and I would suppose a lot to live up to. As professional athletes are told, listen, don't embarrass the organization. I'm probably quite sure that you guys got sat down and had a little advice saying, listen, I know you guys are nice young ladies, but, you know, if you please stay away from heroin and bank robberies and terrorist attacks. Did you get that talk?
I mean, it's pretty much day one going through our contract. They tell you everything that you need to not do and things like that. So we know from day one what's expected of us.
And Diana, did you see anything on the list that said, oh my gosh, I can't even do that? I can't go snowmobiling? I mean, was there something stupid in there you couldn't do?
No, it was nothing.
It's just
like
common
that.
Sense.
Yeah, common sense.
All right, so nothing that you have to work hard to correct your life with then. Rick Tittle with Diana and Kelly Raiderettes, and we'll give away another pass here in a second. But I mentioned briefly before, as the little captain of each line will call out a number, and I have seen sometimes there are certain times when there are timeouts that happen, everyone dances, they do the same dance. But every once in a while, I'll see a group standing with their hands on their hips, maybe two other dancing, and they'll say, well, they're dancing over there, maybe we should too, and then you call it a signal. Is it just down to the captain about those free times?
Yeah, it's the captain and the co-captain's decision of when to dance and what filler to dance to. So they make that call, and usually whenever a song comes on, Blind Four is always dancing, we're always kicking. We work hard.
All right. 1-800-878-PLAY if you'd like to call in to win the last pass I have here for Football's Fabulous Females calendar release party at the Fox Theater in downtown Oakland. 1-800-878-PLAY. And my Raider trivia question is, once again, quite simple. What college did Ken Stabler go to? My biggest sports idol in my life, the reason I always wanted to wear number 12, even now if I want to play beer belly softball, I will pick number 12 because of Ken Stabler. Just tell me, where did Ken Stabler matriculate during his NCAA days at 1-800-878-PLAY? And we'll get that on there. Do you guys have a favorite player growing up?
My favorite player right now is Darren McFadden. Mm-hmm. Running back, he's awesome. And I was really upset last year, you know, with his injuries and things like that. But this year, I think he's going to come back stronger.
He's got a little hammy thing right now.
He's going to move past it.
I really like Zach Miller.
Yeah. Zach Miller is, he's around your age, too. Maybe a little bit older.
I think a little bit older.
Yeah. I forget. Well, see, to me, Zach Miller is a kid. He just got out of Arizona State. But he might be an old man to you guys. 1-800-878-PLAY. Let's go out to Tony listening on Extra Sports 860 in San Jose. Where did the snake go to college, Tony?
Rolling with the Tide, Crimson Tide, Alabama.
That's exactly right. I'll even accept elephant. I'll take that. And congratulations, Tony, because you have won a VIP wristband and a free ticket to Football Fabulous Females. That's the Raiderettes calendar release party. We'll all find out together who's on the cover of the calendar. We'll all find out together. In fact, you'll find out with Diana and Kelly. They'll be there to see what pictures were taken and whether they got your good side or your so-called bad side as well. So stay on the line, Tony. Congratulations.
Great. Thank you. And I will dust off my yellow bowler and my crystal cane.
Yes.
The crystal cane. All right. Thank you very much for that. And as the entire listening audience goes away now that the last pass has been given out. But I want to remind everybody that this is something that if I didn't have a free pass to, I would definitely be going because it is not outrageous. It's $25. That's pretty much a round of drinks nowadays. So get down to the Fox Theater, and the best bet really is to go to Raiders.com. Space is limited, so don't put it off. And it's a pretty cool thing when you say, oh, I was hanging out with the Raiderettes. That's do you get any of your relatives that I'm sure your parents brag about you and everyone, right?
My mom is all over that. Yeah. Facebook, all about me. It's ridiculous.
Do you have any relatives like overseas or something that don't really understand what this is all about?
Not really, no.
Everyone knows.
All right, well, we got a couple minutes left in this segment before we have to say goodbye. And I just want to know your impressions on the season, because you guys both know about football. We know that Jamarcus is gone, and I was all for him until last year, and now we've washed our hands of that mistake. We've moved on. Jason Campbell is not a star, but he's much better than what we're used to around these parts. There's no doubt about it. 7 straight years of double-digit losses is unacceptable in a sport that rewards failure with high draft picks. And Al has tried. It's not like he hasn't spent money. It's been 7 years of disaster. Since I left that Super Bowl in San Diego and Gannon's 9 million interceptions, the Raiders have not recovered from that. So as a prediction, because I'm a little bit pessimistic because we've been so bad lately, I do think we'll improve by 1 game. I'm still not sold on the offensive line. I say 6-10. What do you say?
I say a little bit better than that. I think that bringing on Jason Campbell was a good decision. Mm-hmm. I think that Bruce Gronkowski last year really proved himself, and I think he was a really great leader, stepping up to the plate at last second. So I think him and Jason Campbell working together will be good.
So Kelly, a record from Kelly, which will they'll go 8-8, 9-7.
Let's say 8-8.
Okay, 8-8. I'll take a .500 season. And Diana, your predictions?
I'll say 9-7.
9-7. I like it. You have to have positive attitudes. I could just see what Miss Patel, your coordinator, would say if you came on and say, "Oh, we'll stink. We'll go 2-14." You probably wouldn't be allowed to say, "Hey, I hope I'm wrong," because, like I said, I've been to Super Bowls where we've won and where we've lost, and the Raiders are my favorite of all my teams. And it was such a thrill having you in here. I wish you nothing but the best for your rookie season, Diana Cortez. Bip Roberts came in during the break. He said he'll have his eye on you. We'll all have our eyes on you. And Kelly, lovely having you in here. Thank you so much for coming in. And we'll see you Thursday night.
Yes.
Sounds good.
All right. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back. And by the way, you can see them Thursday night, too. Go to Raiders.com and buy a ticket. Come on back.